Hello and welcome to my podcast, Books Under Review. My name is Annika and I'll be talking about novels I love. Today I'll be discussing two of my favourite historical fiction novels, Burial Rites by Hannah Kent, followed by The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. Burial Rites is a historical novel set in 1830 that narrates the final year of the life of the last woman to be publicly executed in Iceland. By the name of Agnes Magnusdottir, and is based upon a true story. Its genre is something of a gothic romance and feminist revisionism, so if you like those styles and themes, you may enjoy it. The story follows as such. With a year to live, Agnes is interned at the farm of Margaret and John and their two daughters in rural Konsa. Over the course of the novel, the details of her life leading up to the murder of the men are recounted through memories and discussions with her priest council. I found this book was so beautifully written, I could truly understand the landscape of Iceland, the character of Agnes, and the society around her. The novel gave a profoundly deep view into the life of a woman seen as a criminal and nothing more, but rather than leaving it at that, we learn about the environment she grew up in, her family, her values, and her upbringing. Throughout the course of this novel, we learn there is so much more than meets the eye with Agnes, and that's something I found so important because people like her are often dismissed and misunderstood. Burial Rites is a deeply moving novel about personal freedom, who we are seen to be versus who we believe ourselves to be, and the ways we take the risks for the people we love. Moving on to The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. This novel, set in post-depression 1940s Ohio, immerses us in the lives of a poor and tragic black family. Our primary character, Pecola Breedlove, told to be unlovely and unloved, prays each night for blue eyes like those of her privileged white fellow schoolmates. This may be one of the best books I've ever read. Toni Morrison describes so vividly the lives and thoughts of not only Pecola, but her friends from childhood, parents, anyone that had any influence on her, and ultimately contributed to her destruction of character. Toni Morrison achieves this heartbreaking ruin of Pecola's character by using a non-linear structure that explores the lives from birth of the people around her. The Bluest Eye, I think it really allows you to understand the culture of Pecola's background with such striking imagery and description. It's not hard to really imagine the places that these characters live in, how they go about their lives in a place so filled with bigotry, racism, extreme beauty standards, that we learn how strongly affect so many. I think it's really refreshing to read novels set in different times or novels written in different eras, as it allows us to experience what we can't in our lifetime. And I really would suggest you check out these novels if you're interested in learning about the attitudes and society of the past or just love reading fictional novels. Okay, that's it for today, and this was Annika from Books Under Review. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.